I remember at one of the darkest moments of my life, the IRS had seized my business for unpaid taxes, and I was desperately trying to fight to get the business back, get it back open, and remember thinking, if I just could get healthy, if I could just get my body to keep up with my mind, I know I could become successful. I know I could become wealthy. I know I could become happy. And that's the topic I want to share with you guys this week. Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey, welcome back. It's another episode of the podcast. Again, I've turned on the laptop for you YouTube guys. I've been getting a lot of comments, so you seem to like seeing the video version. So as long as you keep commenting, liking, and sharing, I will keep flipping on the camera and doing the YouTube version. But the topic I want to go through this episode is energy. Energy, one of the most fundamental aspects of good health and one of the most fundamental aspects of your ability to manifest prosperity. If you've ever been in the kind of state I was where you just, you know, don't have that energy, you know what I'm talking about. You know how difficult it is to get up off the mat after a defeat, after a setback, when you're really facing a serious challenge. So I did a post about it. If you don't know, I actually have a newsletter, email newsletter, goes out a couple of times a week. Every Monday I do called the Monday Mojo. It's just a quick couple of sentences, something to kind of set up your mind for the week. And then on Friday, I do a longer edition and I call it Friday Philosophy. Philosophy with an F, just to be cute. And I go a little more in depth on just something to do with prosperity, success, self-development, personal growth. And I did one on what I called an energy audit. And my phone blew up after that. It really seemed to touch a nerve with people. So I thought I should take this concept and put it up on the podcast as well. So that's what got us here today. The idea of the audit is you inventory different areas of your life because you're looking for how do you create more energy? Because people say, I just don't have the energy. I don't know where to find the energy. No, you don't find it. You create it. You redirect it. If we really talk to a physicist, they would say all energy just keeps transforming into different types of energy. And that's what it means to manifest a prosperity life, is you find ways to transform energy from external or other sources into internal energy for yourself. So I came up with 6 areas that you can seek energy, transform it, and turn your body, your mind into an energy engine. All right. So let's go through the inventory. So I'm going to give you these 6 areas. I want you to be honest with yourself, because you're going to get anywhere if you tell yourself little sweet white lies to try to placate yourself or pander to your ego. No, be brutally honest with yourself and find out how are you in each of these 6 areas, because it will transform your ability to manifest health, happiness, and prosperity. Okay, first one I want to talk about is all the liquids you consume. So I want you to do an inventory for all the liquids you consumed yesterday. If we put them all together, would we say, did they provide you with more energy, Did they just give you some short-term energy? Maybe you were drinking like sugary sports drinks or diet sodas or cappuccinos to get a little boost for a while, and then you had a crash. Or would we say that you drank a lot of liquids that actually depleted energy from your body? Second area, very related. Let's do an inventory of all the food that you consumed yesterday. And I like to pick the day before because, you know, I don't want you cheating, trying to game the system. I want you to get an honest thing. So really think back, okay, from the time you got up yesterday to the time you went to bed, every single thing you ate. And really, some of you guys should just pause the video and literally get out a journal or a piece of paper or another app on your phone and write down everything you had: breakfast, lunch, dinner, and every snack in between. Again, did those foods, if we put them all together as a whole, did they add to your energy or did they deplete it? The third area to take an inventory of is your entertainment or diversion diet. So what do I mean by that? TV, podcasts, movies, books, social media. Everything you did that entertained you or, you know, just a diversion, and you were on a boring Zoom call, so you were scrolling through Instagram on your phone, you're stuck at a red light, you're looking at TikTok videos. What did you do when you got home from work and you had a few hours to decompress? Did you get in front of Twitter and Facebook and go doom scrolling for 2 hours? Did you go watch some cheesy rom-com on TV? Did you go to the movie theater? What was that diet of content? And then honest evaluation, did that content empower your energy, accelerate your energy, feed your energy, or did it deplete your energy? Next one is your work. Let's look at your average work week. And here is, you know, think about like, what are the regular things you do every week for your job? Maybe you work in an office. Every Monday morning is a all-hands staff meeting, and then you're doing evaluations with people, or maybe you work on answering the phone to customers who are calling in for customer service requests. Maybe you're working construction. Maybe you're waiting tables in a restaurant like I did for so many years ago. What is it? What is the main part of your work? And then think of all those regular projects that you perform on a regular basis, and then ask yourself, would you give it a positive rating or a negative rating? And the rule for this is there's no neutral ratings here. You got to pick, okay, the bulk of what I do, it's just negative. It pulls me down. Or, hey, the bulk of what I do, it's positive. It pulls me up. Now, believe me, I've been in both places, right? I was a dishwasher, minimum wage dishwasher. I have worked construction. I have waited on tables. I have been a landscaper, right? I have done brutal, repetitive, boring, unfulfilling work. I did work I needed to do to earn the money I needed to get by. And I tried to learn more skills, grow as a person, find ways that I could add more value for the people who would want to hire me. And now I do work that I love. I wake up every day and I throw the sheets off the bed. I love Mondays, right? I usually work like Saturday mornings. Then I shut down Saturday afternoon, evening, Sunday. It's my off day, softball, friends, movie, dinners, whatever, just recreation. But by Monday morning, 5:30, 6:30, whenever I wake up, I'm excited to do my work because it brings me energy. I get to do shows like this for people like you. I get to get on stages in front of thousands of people. I get to write books that millions of people have read. They allow me to speak into their life. But I didn't start there. I got there, and I got there by being honest and really looking, okay, I'm doing what I have to do right now, but how do I have to grow to get from work that I tolerate to get into work that I celebrate? So you need to really know, where are you at right now? What percentage of, you know, because work is like a third of your life. If you're doing work that depletes your energy, that's really a dynamic that you need to deal with. And you're going to have to be even more conscientious in these other five areas to compensate if you are in one of those negative work situations. All right, number five is inventory your sleep habits. You know, what comes to mind with this? When you go to, when you go to bed, are you laying in bed with your devices and you're on your device to the, you send that last snarky tweet and then you try to go to bed? Are you watching some horror film or, you know, crazy show and then trying to sleep? What is, I think this is really important that you have routines. So I have a sleep routine, right? First of all, when I finish work, I have a charger station over here and my phone stays there. If I'm going to watch TV in the evening or a movie or some kind of entertainment, you know, I'm not going to watch some crazy thing that's going to make me freak out, nervous, raise my blood pressure and my anxiety. Right, my guilty pleasure right now is a show with Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, I think her name is, that called The Last of Us. And it's this zombie apocalyptic thing that anybody who read my Mad Genius book, I talked about an ant that gets a certain fungus and it causes the ant to kill itself and then infect the other ants in the colony. That's kind of the basis of this show. It's where plant virus takes over human, kind of turns them into zombies, and it's a self-replicating virus. And it's so freaky scary. It's just nerve-wracking because Pedro is taking this girl across the country to try and, you know, find a cure. And so you see this poor defenseless girl and she's in all these dangerous situations with zombies and raiders. And it's like a very dystopian future, but it takes place now. So I'm telling you, my blood pressure goes up 20 points every time I watch that, right? So I'm not going to watch that at 11 o'clock at night and then try to go to sleep. I'm going to watch that at 7 o'clock at night. And then I'm going to watch a Shark Tank or American Idol or The Voice, something calming, relaxing, fun that'll, you know, shut down that anxiety. I leave those devices outside of my bedroom. I'm no device for a while. I have some stretches I do before I go to sleep. And I have a routine. And then I actually have, you know, devices I use that track my breathing rate and my heartbeat and stuff like that. And I track it depending on what I eat and how I exercised and how those things affected my sleep habit. Because you want to know what you know, amount of REM, rapid eye movement sleep you get and what amount of deep sleep. Because that's what gives you energy the next day. So the more you can change your food, diet, exercise routines to get more REM sleep and deep sleep, the more energy you're going to have the next morning when you wake up. And then finally, you probably figured out we were going to go here. An inventory of the 4, 5, 6 people you spend the most time with. Are these soul-sucking negative people who bring you down? Are these positive, empowering people that speak to the highest version of you? Do that honest energy, honest inventory. Think of how the energy you're gaining or losing with these people. Because if you work in a negative place with negative people, a big block of time every day, you're going to have to counter program that with the time you spend with other people. And you may have people you work with that are negative, people in your family who are negative. You could be married to somebody who is negative, right? And you're going to have to do mindful choices. There are people, sometimes there are people that in your life, even family, that may be so toxic that you decide, I can no longer spend time with them, right? Or you reduce the amount of time you spend with them, and you increase the amount of time you spend with the people who empower you and raise your energy. So that's your assignment. Should you decide to accept it this week, I want you to really do that honest inventory of those six areas, because it really makes a difference. Again, you attract or you deplete your energy by your daily habit. You see, I'm dressed very casual right now. Why? Because the second I click, you know, finish record on this, I'm going down to the gym to get some exercise. I came back from a tournament last week. It was raining. It was cold. We had a 10-hour rain delay. We were literally finishing our game at midnight the first day. I got so sick. My energy was so run down. And now I'm, you know, working and doing this own inventory, building my energy back up. And I just know, man, when I do exercise, it boosts my energy. So that's where I'm headed next. So no, all these shows I do for you. This is not me preaching at you, judging you. I'm just trying to share with you the things that are working or not working for me in my life as I work to manifest my higher energy, my higher levels of prosperity, and seek to become the highest possible version of myself. And I hope you'll join me on this journey and you're working to create the highest possible version of yourself. So please like, subscribe, share, rate it, get down in the comments, tell your friends about it. Go out there and be amazing. Peace. I love you guys. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.